Live.com.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off with Janet. Hi, Janet.
Okay, well, this has happened several times, but in March, I had a bad cold, and I really don't get colds very often. I'm, you know, a relatively healthy person, but this happened to me before. But after the cold goes away, and I feel fine, this cough just lingers, and I have this phlegm, and I know my bronchitis were constricted. So shortly after that, I had a hernia operation, and it was terrible, coughing, you know. But so when I went to my doctor, he gave me a sample of Advair, and it just really works like a miracle. But then he didn't give me a prescription, so when that ran out, well, the cough came back. Went back, he gave me another sample, and, you know, then, well, anyway, the Advair takes care of it, and then it comes back when I go off of it. Yeah, I heard on your program about turmeric and curcumin and acetyl L-carnitine, alpha lipoic acid. I know they're supposed to be maybe good for inflammation, and I assume that bronchial tubes are constricted, and I do have the spleen, you know, but, you know, I feel well, but I just... One of my friends says, "Boy, it felt like you got the croup," and it happens more often after I eat. Is this inflammation causing this?
It's possible. Could be some deficiencies too, and it could be candida. Could be a buildup of yeast in the digestive tract. Could be causing some of that. There's a lot of could be's. So I'll get some blood work done, just an extensive amount based more on nutritional deficiencies. That would be a smart kind of baseline to get started with. And that'll give you a good, you know, just kind of a general. I know they've already done basic blood work and all that, but you still want to ask and see if you can get a little bit more done, maybe a little more intensive. But from a dietary perspective, for sure. Lifestyle perspective, even when you've got this going on, the whole croup thing that everyone thinks it is or that they want to call that, I still think for immune system, everything that I've seen read by exercising makes a big difference. So cardiovascular exercise, you do the best you can. You ride a bike. It's like a stationary bike. You can do some of the cardio equipment if you're into weight training or, you know, whatever. You don't have to do very light to moderate activity, but that can make a big difference, increasing the endorphins, helping build the immune system through the whole process. But you may find by looking at, say, an elimination diet that can help many times cut out a lot of the sensitivities that we have in the body, figure that out. Body kind of detoxes on its own, which has the ability to do that, of course. And then you might find that begins to clear things up too. So, going radical on the diet side is very, very important. And whenever you're dealing with a lung issue at any level, clearing out the body for viruses, bacteria, yeast, thinking along those lines for more of a naturopathic approach can be good. Because, I mean, standard medicine at that point, you take antibiotics, if that's the chosen method of treatment, you kind of hang tight and wait it out. And hopefully it gets better. That's pretty standard. But if it's not changing and not really, you know, just going to, it's not, if it's not changing and you know that, then that's what you got to be careful with. And that's where you have to start looking at a little bit more of the details. So keep me posted on how that goes. But I would get your doctor and talk about having more blood work with them. I think that's a real good way to go. It just is. I mean, at the end of the day, you want to make sure that you're going after every aspect of it. And that's the big key. A lot of times, candida and those sorts of things are not really thought of too much with these kind of conditions, okay? 888-283-7272. Welcome back. 888. And also go online at getwellradio.com. You can check us out there. Send me an email. Be glad to make it part of the show, or I'll answer it in private, whatever you prefer. And we've got a weekend coming up. called Attain Total Wellness. It's going to be in Asheville, North Carolina. And we only have a few slots available. It's going to be a very small group. We're going to be spending a lot of one-on-one time with you. We're going to have our entire team there. Experts will be helping you go through a transformation. So if you really want to learn the details of what it takes to live a healthy lifestyle and thrive and go to the next level in your health, that's what this seminar and this weekend is all about. It's Transformation Camp, as we call it, ATW. Go to attaintotalwellness.com. That's attaintotalwellness.com. You can get more information about that and keep us posted. We hope to see you there. All right, let's go now to Calvin. Hi, Calvin. Welcome to the show.
I'm a 62-year-old white male that retired from the military in 1994. And when I retired from the military, I weighed 225 pounds. Okay. And since that time, I've picked up about 50 pounds. And I've been seeing the same primary care provider for about the last 17 years. And I finally, he wasn't pushing me on my weight, but I finally had a serious discussion with him. And basically, he told me, he said, well, you've been gaining 3 pounds a year since your military retirement. And he said, if you keep that up, you know, it's not good.
Yeah, I mean, if you're really looking to go for it, you know, when it comes to weight loss and really kind of get down to the next level and you get stuck, like you say, you hit a plateau at all, usually the hormones. So that's what I would check. You get a simple blood test done with your primary care. Have them check testosterone, of course, but also HGH, and have them check the estrogens. We have in our diet, and guys, we are an affinity for estrogen, not just from the female side, obviously, but we have an affinity for estrogen. Literally, from the plastic bottles we drink out of, the BPAs, bisphenol A's, to eating meats that have tons of hormones in them. So our food supply, water supply, we're getting estrogens. And one guy coined the term, he said, we're swimming in a sea of estrogen. And it really is true. With everything around us, our products and our environment, we are getting lower testosterone levels, estrogens going up, body fat's getting stored, and it's just amazing what's going on. So it's really important to look at your hormones when you're looking to make progress in losing weight, because the better your testosterone levels are and your growth hormone levels, the better success that you are going to have at going to that next level. So supporting the hormones is going to help you get leaner, hold on to more muscle mass, and allow you to really make some good changes. But if you look at it and drop the weight and you're stuck and your hormone levels are all over the place, nothing's going to happen. I mean, literally nothing. So when you start, you know, exercising like crazy and getting on the perfect plan, you're eating perfect, and you're looking at yourself going, what in the world is going on? I have busted my can, and we're not seeing any results. I'm telling you, when hormones are out of place, and when they are not where they need to be, dropping weight can be such a challenge. And that is the secret. I firmly believe, in all my years of working with people, I truly believe that hormones can play a big role. Now, I'm not so much of a big fan of just jumping into hormone replacement therapy. I think there are better ways to push the body naturally to do that. But there are a lot of great things about finding out that information and then coming up with a natural approach to support the body's hormones so that you can really hit your goals, your fitness goals, your weight loss goals, and your overall health goals, which, you know, actually is the more important. You lose the weight, you're going to become healthy. I mean, it's the bottom line, as long as you're eating the right kind of foods. So it's a big key. And I would get that looked at. I mean, your exercise program, you can get a good personal trainer to set that up for you, good dietitian to lay out nutrition, but all of that's not going to work if the hormones aren't getting the body in an environment that can work and support you. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio, 888-283-7.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 26, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1750.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1793.57, $896.78 for a half ounce, or $448.39 for a quarter ounce. That's $1793.57, $896.78, and $448.39.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario Water Filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Hattler reusable canning lids. Sun oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple. With the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Have you ever heard of metformin? Metformin is a standard drug for diabetes type 2. And it's also called glucophage. But there's been an article written by Christian Nordqvist in Medical News Today that summarizes some recent findings at the American Association for Cancer Research, where scientists have revealed that, according to studies, a popular diabetes drug called metformin appears to help patients with several types of cancer, including prostate cancer, liver cancer, and pancreatic cancer. Dr. Michael Pollack, who's professor of oncology and medicine at McGill University in Montreal and co-author in the prostate cancer trial, says further studies are needed to determine metformin's safety and efficacy, as well as finding out what the ideal dosage might be. Experts are not sure whether a metformin derivative might be better than a drug itself for cancer treatment. Senior author of the study involving metformin and liver cancer, Jeffrey Guerin, stated this: "Our research demonstrates that metformin prevents primary liver cancer in animal models. Mice treated with metformin had significantly smaller and fewer tumors than those who did not receive the medication. Now, based on these findings, we believe that metformin should be evaluated as a preventative agent in people who are at high risk. So many patients with diabetes are already taking this medication with very few side effects." Now, it depends on your take on this, but with diabetes, you know, obviously there has to be some form of medicine there to manage it for people who don't have the ability to make lifestyle changes, or really aren't ready, or they don't have the discipline. So metformin has been really good at helping the insulin receptors in the body when somebody first gets diagnosed. And it kind of gets things under control. It gives you an ability to make some radical lifestyle changes so you can kind of go to the next level. But they're saying here that with different types of cancer, like liver or prostate or pancreatic, that it can be a partial treatment for that. So fascinating how drugs begin to cross over at some level. Now, I know people, and listening to the show, they're like, "Don't talk about it. We don't like medications and all that." Here's the deal. I get emails about that sometimes. Well, you're not going to hear me knock it. I'm not the anti-medicine guy. It's just not it. It's smart to be able to have it and to be able to use both. It's there for a reason. And, you know, should you stay on things forever? No, I don't think so. And I wouldn't myself. I mean, if I had some major medical condition where I had to, then I would. But I would fight like, you know, heck, to get my body where I needed to get it if something began to break down. Eating whatever I had to eat or doing whatever I had to do. I mean, your lifestyle is everything. And literally, you can lifestyle your way back to health so many times if you're willing to make the changes. So I think it's exciting when they find, you know, a mild drug like metformin and how it could be a potential aid in dealing with things like cancer. But, you know, again, it's just a medication, not like it's going to be some cure-all. And still, if you get prostate cancer or any of the cancers, making major lifestyle changes so that your body doesn't make or have the potential to make abnormal cells is huge. So you have to get pretty serious. Really, you need to get serious before that ever comes down. Because once you get diagnosed with something like that, I mean, the odds are definitely not in your favor. Not that anything can't happen on the good side, but definitely becomes a bit of a challenge. Let's go to Scott now. Hi, Scott. Welcome to the show, man. How can I help?
Hi, can you hear me?
I can. How can I help, friend?
I've had diabetes for about 8 years, and initially I controlled it through diet, just kind of a low-carb diet, nothing special. And as I thought I was doing good, didn't go to the doctor for a year or so, the disease progressed, and I wasn't doing so good, and they started putting me on metformin. I moved off of metformin, or actually, they kept me on metformin and then put me on insulin. I've been doing that for about the last 5 years or so. Within the last 2 months, you know who Dr. Ron Rosedale is?
Heard the name. I don't know him, though.
He wrote a book called The Rosedale Diet, and I decided, the doctors just kept, you know, I kept gaining weight, and my endocrinologist said, "Yeah, well, when you're on insulin, it's really hard to lose weight. Don't worry about it. You know, you're not that bad." And I'm 6 foot, fairly large frame, but I was up to 280. And
wow, okay.
And I was like, and I started getting some neuropathy. And I got a young family, and I'm like, I don't want, I got kids 12 years down to 3 years, and I didn't want to not be able to take them hiking and stuff. So I decided to start researching myself. I found Dr. Ron Rosedale, and I started following his diet plan, which was basically no carbs. You know, if it's cut out dairy, it's basically eat fish, eat vegetables. And I've been doing that for about 2 months now. I've lost 40 pounds, and I'm still losing weight.
Wow, that's fantastic. That's great.
Yeah, so we're going in the right direction. I cut my insulin. You know, I'm increasing my leptin sensitivity and my insulin sensitivity, and so I've cut my insulin, you know, doses down to about a third, A, because I don't eat as many carbs, and B, so my body's becoming more sensitive. But I still have this neuropathy, and I've had this. My problem is I've had the sore on the bottom of my foot for about 2 months, and it's not a real sore. It's just kind of a tender area on the ball of my foot.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been walking around and stuff, but it doesn't seem to be getting better. At first, I thought maybe I had a plantar's wart because I used to get those when I was a kid, but I can't really identify that. It's just kind of a generalized puffy sore area on the ball of my foot. And mm-hmm. I'm like, well, maybe I need to go see a podiatrist, but I didn't know if there's... So that was my one question. And then my second question was, is there something I can do to help work on that neuropathy?
Yeah, I mean, first thing, the little bump on your foot, you got to go have somebody look at it. I mean, for us to sit here, there's so many things it could be. But if you look at it, an astute clinician can look at it and pretty much be like, oh, that's what it is. So they just need to look at that. For neuropathies, vitamin B6 is what you want to look at. There's two different kinds. Pyridoxine or pyridoxamine is the one you want to use. So it's the most common, too. You can find it at any health food store. The vitamin B6 is a key. Your omega-3 fatty acids and higher levels of vitamin D. So you get a blood test done, find out where your vitamin D levels are. That's a big key, too. But, yeah, B6 is always your bread and butter when you're dealing with neuropathies, especially in complications with diabetes. So that's in all the standard medical text. So you can find that at pretty much any health food store, and they can kind of guide you through milligrams and all that. Depends on the kind of brand that you get. But, yeah, I mean, I would just continue to get really serious with your diet. I know you're dealing with the insulin, and exercise too, 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, will be a big key for you as well. Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
Part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later... and the door sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. You can also check us out online, getwellradio.com. Also, Facebook and Twitter at GetWellRadio. Now, here's the deal. Our health is our greatest wealth. We were talking with Scott going in the break, talking about food allergies and talking about how really detailed it can get and how much it can be a disturbance within our health and our life. Seems like everything Scott eats creates a reaction in his body for the most part, and really is tough to find foods that don't cause an allergic reaction. And I was talking about kind of the root cause with a lot of allergies and how people deal with that, because when you're looking at allergies, you have to kind of go to the deeper level. You know, we can look at the surface and just take care of the symptoms, or we can really get to the root cause of what's going on. And what usually is going on with a lot of the allergy-based symptoms are a couple things. Number one, you want to look at the fact that the mast cells and the basophils, some of the cells that we have in our body, produce a lot of histamine, okay, when we don't break our proteins down very well. And that happens with stress. It happens when you eat a poor diet. Wrong. What I mean by poor is just not making the right choices over a long period of time. And so let's get into that for just a minute, Scott, because I want to talk to you a little bit about maybe what your diet looks like on a regular basis right now, just breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Just, I know you're allergic to a lot of things, so you've had to kind of modify. But let's say over the last year, what would a typical day look like before it got to the more kind of extreme level that it is now?
Right now, it's mainly breakfast is usually glass of 1% milk, some type of whole grain, whether it's toast or a bagel, and usually it's an apple. It's something really quick because I'm on the go very first thing in the morning. Lunch, it's usually ham sandwich on wheat bread, and I usually use lettuce and tomato with it. And I don't put mayonnaise or mustard or any of the additives to it. And then by dinner time for me, where I work at, I work a split shift, so I don't get home till 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. So usually it's leftovers or something, whatever I can quickly fix up in the evenings. Dinner's usually my smallest meal of the day. It's okay. Hard to believe compared to what I rarely eat in the morning. Usually my lunch is my biggest meal of anything.
All right.
I'm snacking most of the day anymore.
Here's the deal, just based on what you're telling me, if that's been even remotely your diet over the last couple of years, I can tell you that it's setting you up to have quite a few allergies. Here's why. The drinking milk every single day and any type of dairy products that comes from more of a cow, pasteurized cow milk based, like you're saying 1% milk or yogurt or whatever it might be, the casein protein is hard for the body to break down. And if you do that over a long period of time, you're overly sensitive to it, then it can start causing your body to have a lot of these symptoms. The other are grains that contain gluten in them, so bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, which seems to be quite a bit of your diet. So what I've found with a lot of people, you know, whether it be just through research that we've done or even in a practice setting, is that when you take people off of cow's milk, dairy, and grains for a period of time, you know, not forever, but for a period of time, like maybe 8 weeks or so, you can notice a big difference. A lot of the allergy or the allergic type reaction that you had to other foods can begin to subside. And that really is something that you want to look for. So it's something you might want to consider. You might want to do some research on, see how your body responds to it. You know, your doctor can work with you on it, whatever, however you want to set that up. But it's something to look into. I will tell you that without a shadow of a doubt, something as simple as that it seems radical. It's really not. You know, it gets to a place where, you know, you're almost willing to do anything just to see if your body can recover from a certain area. You've got to remember that a lot of times when you have allergies or food allergies, there are certain things that you're doing on a regular basis that, you know, you're eating certain foods on a regular basis, and it's kind of like adding fuel to the fire. You're wanting to put, you know, water on the fire to put it out, but in essence, you're actually putting gasoline on it, and it's making it worse. It's just increasing the flame. And a lot of times that what happens is we eat the wrong kind of foods on a regular basis. So just something to think about as you're going through that. Another thing that can help when you're dealing with chronic allergies, chronic, like food allergy response, are helping the proteins break down. We talked about that. Hydrochloric acid, betaine hydrochloride, it's a supplement you can get at any health food store, but also you can use things like apple cider vinegar, which stimulate the production of hydrochloric acid within the digestive tract. And that's just, I mean, those are some simple things. They're very inexpensive. And you take them with meals, and what it does, it helps stimulate more hydrochloric acid production, and it helps you break down your proteins and your fats much better, which, again, if you're breaking down your proteins, you're going to cut down on the amount of histamine that's in the body. So just a couple things to think about. Looking at your diet, though, is the key, and it's more about elimination. What can you cut out to help restore the body? I talk a lot about that in my book, Empowering Your Health, and that could be possibly a good resource, but you might want to look into some of those. Also, ginger tea and fennel tea can be very, very helpful in this process when you're dealing with a lot of food allergies. Okay, hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Those lines are open right now with questions about your health. Many people have been emailing us and calling us asking about our preferred wellness providers. Our preferred wellness providers, you ever had a mean boss? Somebody that's just a grumpy, mean boss and thinking, my gosh, I can't believe I work for this guy. Well, they're saying now in a study, having a mean boss can really affect the marriage. And I mean, it makes sense. But let me read some of this to you. The trouble with your boss, they say, can be a strain on your marriage. There's research at Baylor University down in Waco, Texas, and they suggest that people are more likely to report fighting or having feelings of irritation or resentment toward a spouse or partner if they also report having a supervisor who puts them down or gets angry at them. It may be that a supervisor abuse heightens tension in the relationship. The employee is less motivated or able to engage in positive interactions with a partner or other family members. And study researcher Meredith Ferguson, who's a PhD, she's associate professor of management and entrepreneurship at Baylor, said in a statement, researchers also found that the longer a person has been married or with his or her spouse or partner, the less effect the boss's abuse had on the home relationship. And the personnel psychology study was based on a survey from about 280 workers. Now, it's interesting in this just because, you know, we become who we hang out with, and we become about the book. Two things. I guess the better way to put it is, in 5 years, you will become like the people you hang out with and also the books that you read. Now, the question is, who do you want to hang out with? What kind of books do you want to read? What kind of person do you want to become? And it's very true. So you want to select your friends and coworkers and the people that you keep in your circle wisely. You want to make sure you choose the right people. And you also want to make sure that you don't hang around angry people. I've learned that through the years. It's really, really important because even the Bible says, whether you believe that or not, I do. I think it's probably a great reference. It's the ultimate reference for me. But, you know, there's a great scripture in there that says that to avoid angry people, this is a paraphrase, avoid angry people, it's in Proverbs, lest you learn their ways. And basically what he's saying is saying that if you hang around people that are angry all the time, bitter all the time, just always looking at the negative side of life, always kind of down and out, you know what I mean? You will learn their ways. You'll learn that irritation will pass on to you. If you're around people that put you down, that talk negative to you, that weigh you down, you'll end up taking on some of those characteristics and passing them on to others. So be careful who you choose to be around. Very important. And, you know, especially you don't want to bring that into your marriage. So if you can change it like a job, then you might want to consider that because your mental health, remember, plays a big key in our overall health. The mind directly controls everything else going on with the body, and it's so critical to have good, healthy relationships that you can be around to lift you up. I mean, I purposely care about attitude with people more than I do competency in their ability. So whether it's a working relationship or friendships even, I mean, it's very important to be around like-minded people that believe the same way you do and kind of have the same outlook and the same mindset in life. Critical, I think, for your own personal growth and for your overall environment to stay healthy. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health. We're going to go to Bob. Bob, welcome to the show.
Good evening, Dr. Asa.
Good to talk with you, Bob.
I'm calling on behalf of a friend of mine. He recently went to a local hospital here. He went to a local doctor because he had a high fever and thought he was just sick with the flu and was going to get a prescription for some antibiotics. They did some basic blood work on him, and they said that he had CLL, which was chronic lymphatic leukemia.
Mm-hmm.
And so now he is not content to sit with their diagnosis. He's driven to Mayo Clinic, and he's going to be there for the next 5-6 days doing all the testing and stuff. And but the reason I'm calling is I was wondering if there was any, you know, just general advice you could give on diet and foods and nutritional supplements, things that might be helpful.
There's a lot. Wow, that's actually a long question. CLL is... It's a big challenge, I'll tell you that. And it's becoming, believe it or not, it's really weird. I feel like that I've seen it more and more in the last 5 years than I ever have. So we'll talk about CLL, talk about leukemia, talk about some options from the natural side and the traditional medical side when we come out of this break. So hang tight.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our SuperTuck Deluxe or MiniTuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Starting Thursday, November 22nd at midnight through Monday, November 26th, you can save 25 to 30% on the Black Friday specials. Give the gift of food security. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Go live.
lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Questions about your health? Give us a call right now. You can also go online to getwellradio.com. We'll make it part of the show. We'll be glad to. Your health is your greatest wealth. Going into the break, talking with Bob, we're talking about a friend of his who just was diagnosed with chronic lymphocytic leukemia. And CLL, as we call it, is a real challenge. It's a form of cancer, you know, compromise of the immune system, and it's just incredible to see what it can do to the body. Now, you're saying that in this, he was diagnosed recently, and he's gone to his doctor, or he's going to the Mayo Clinic, right? So he's kind of not accepted the diagnosis. He wants to get a stronger second opinion. Is that what he's doing?
Correct, and this is all just very recent, within the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, it's a challenge, no doubt about it, and it's very scary, you know, just because of what happens with the white blood cells and, you know, the symptoms. The thing is, depending on what level it is and what level he's at with it, you know, the cancer itself typically can move slowly. That's what's typical with it, and it also can be a place where it moves a little quicker, so it depends. Has he had a lot of the symptoms, or is it just in the early stages? What have they said about that? Did they say early, late stages?
They have not. Mayo hasn't diagnosed that yet, and he did not really spend much time at the local hospital. Didn't have as much confidence in them, and went to Mayo to get. And you know, he's going through intensive testing now with specialists that deal exclusively with this.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, the thing is, in the early stages, that's why I was wondering, because in the early stages, they really don't offer much treatment. They just kind of monitor you. And, you know, it depends on, you know, the symptoms. It depends on kind of what level the person is, as far as how strong they are, how strong their immune system is. And really, it's about building the immune system at this point. So if it is a confirmed diagnosis, you know, one thing he's going to want to do is he's going to want to focus on making sure his lifestyle choices are perfect. And I don't mean just, you know, just kind of work on it a little bit. He's really going to have to dig his heels in the sand and go to that next level. And that means, you know, eating well. It means exercising even when he's a little bit tired. It means drinking plenty of fluids. It means eating organic, that literally preservatives and all the little chemicals that they put in our food supply have to be avoided. I mean, all of that matters. Everything counts. And so I would encourage him. He might want to get with one of our preferred wellness providers, along with working maybe with one of his oncologists that, you know, he's got a team members. Because that is, for me to fire out a couple of things to you can be helpful, and I'm going to give you that, but he needs in-depth help. Okay, I mean, that if it is a confirmed diagnosis, that is not just here's a couple things and a multivitamin and he'll be on his way. He really needs some detailed attention. Nutritional lab work needs to be done, yeah, just to make sure there's nutrition, because they're going to be doing lab work for disease, but there also needs to be lab work done to really look at what deficiencies he has in his body, so there can be a strong foundation on more of the preventative side to build him up if he does, especially if he undergoes any type of treatment. Because the treatment itself, whether he does, you know, chemotherapy, I mean, there are several chemotherapy drugs they use. It just depends on the level of the person. They don't really go with much radiation with CLL. So it just depends on what level he's at once they get the final diagnosis and all. So I will tell you that some of the basics, like in my book, Empowering Your Health, all the anti-inflammatory diet, all of that is going to be really important. That's a foundation regardless, whether you're dealing with cancer or not. And the foundational four is a good whole food multivitamin, digestive enzymes to help make sure you're breaking your food down properly, because most of us don't. Most of us only break down maybe 15 to 20% of the food that we eat every single day rather than 80 or 90%. And we're only as healthy and we're only as good as the foods that we can take in, digest, absorb, and assimilate. So it really gets down to that. And also cod liver oil is our number three of the foundational four. That gives you your vitamin A, vitamin D, and your omega-3 fatty acids. Great for lowering inflammation. Great for building the immune system. And then probiotics, which put the good bacteria back in the digestive tract. And, of course, the probiotics are critical. for gut health, for immune system, I mean, vital. And really, there's a fifth one that if I could revise it, I would. We've had the foundational four for so long that I really think those are critical. But, you know, those you can really bank on even without a blood test. Those are just the basics. But with vitamin D, you do need a blood test, and I always don't want to throw that in there as, you know, the one. You just need to have some evaluation done for vitamin D. You just don't want to start taking a bunch of it. And, you know, the numbers need to be between about 70 and 90 on the high side with your blood test, and your physician can run that. And probably, I don't know if they, well, I do know, they typically don't check unless you ask for vitamin D. It's still not in the routine typically in the hospitals. In private clinics, family docs, they're starting to run it a little bit more, but they just still don't see that great of a need of it. I'm telling you right now, for the immune system, it is vital. Way too many studies have been done to see how vital and important vitamin D is. So getting that test done will be important too for building the immune system. All right. That's really all I want to leave you with at this point, just because there's a lot more, but I think he needs to get under the detailed care of someone and get some nutritional blood work done and all that. Natural Care Network is a great company that can do that sort of thing. But again, let's hold tight, because he needs to hear what's going on with the official diagnosis. And I'm here every night, so just give me a call or whenever you can get in touch with us, depending on when we're on in your time zone and all that. So just keep me posted. You can also send me an email, getwellradio.com. All right. Thanks for the call, and thanks for calling in for a friend of yours, making sure that he gets all of the best options and all the information. Gather as much information as you can. It's critical for this point of his care. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, chief engineer, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
The content heard on this show is of a general nature and provided for informational purposes only. This information is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better in some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, but I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.